National Radio Club.
And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 2002. This is issue number 211. And if you're a member of the DX Audio Service and you'd like to renew your membership, or perhaps you're just a casual listener and you'd like to subscribe, well, it's very easy to do. Just check out our webpage at www.nrcdxas.org/member. You'll have all the information there. A subscription for someone living in the United States of America, 12 issues, one per month sent by first class, is $28. To a person living in Canada, the subscription rate is $32. And for outside North America, it's $40. You can, of course, pay by check by contacting the National Radio Club's Publication Center and just sending it on to Crazy Ken. That address is Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Let's talk now about the convention.
National Radio Club.
And it's time now for our convention report. And our convention report each year is written by John Malachy of 995 Shady Crest Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15216. I can't think of a convention that John has not made in perhaps the last couple decades. Anyways, here's what John writes about the Lima 2002 convention. The National Radio Club DX Audio Service has returned to Lima. Why? Because there was nothing final. Following National Radio Club 2000, we returned to the seat of Allen County, Ohio. Lima was named, in word though phonetically different, after Lima, Peru, the source of quinine bark, used for the treatment of swamp fever or malaria in pioneer days. However, the only fever this Labor Day weekend was a pleasurable high provided by WNRC 1710, 100.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web. Smiles, kisses, Hershey Kisses that is, food and beverages, WIMA tours, the expanded continental breakfasts, luxurious suites and sweets, that is chocolate, the National Radio Club's banquet at the old barn out back, the National Radio Club's auction and quiz, the DX Audio Service travelogue, and most important, seeing our good friends again. Just another fun convention made possible by the host and DX Audio Service editor Fred Vobey and capable assistant Phil Wayne, the Lone Ranger and Tano Live, Hi-Ho Silver. Also assisting, as they do each year, were John and Linda Bowker of the Bowker Travel Agency. Just kidding. They provided helpful experience registering guests and tallying financial totals at the National Radio Club's auction. Also helping were Debbie Vobey, sponsoring a Ladies' Day Out, and son Jonathan Vobey, whose exuberance was shown throughout the weekend. In other words, he enjoyed himself, and so did we. Thanks to everyone from the National Radio Club. Over the past 3 days, beginning Thursday, August 29th, 38 members and guests registered at Lima's Hampton Inn, our same hotel from 2 years ago. The Hampton, on the east side of town, is located in 1933 Rochman Avenue, near the junction of I-75 and State Routes 309 and 117. The regular and familiar faces and voices were here along with two new attendees. One longtime member from 24 conventions past, someone named L. Kabong on WNRC, and even Crazy Ken, too. The new faces were John Adams of Seaside, Oregon, and Frank Styron of Cary, North Carolina. Making his first appearance since the 1978 Atlanta convention was the National Radio Club's Latin American connection, Cesar Oblero of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. With Don Trelford of Runaway Bay, Jamaica, these two gentlemen represented our international guests. We were also glad to see the National Radio Club's publication manager and longtime member Ken Chatterton of Mansville, New York. Along with taking part in the National Radio Club's business meeting, Ken was taking orders for 1995 for the 2002-2003 National Radio Club AM log, which is due out September 10th. We'll get to El Kabong shortly, but for now, thanks for coming. in Pittsburghese, Ewan's Guys. During the day and throughout the first full day of Friday, August 30th, members were at their best listening and playing the hits on Convention Radio WNRC. The station was built by Fred and Phil and housed in Room 104, the National Radio Club's hospitality room in the Hampton Inn. The talent included Dave Marthouse and Larry Stoller, or Larry Steele, a dynamic duo as good as any team on radio anywhere. Along with the Dave and Larry show on WNRC were Mike Lance playing the Blasts from the Past and Chad Stevens, a.k.a. Chris Cuomo. Now residing in Birmingham, Alabama, Chris was here with his new wife, Stephanie. Finally, Convention Radio was in high gear Friday night when that DJ in the PJs, or the King of Swing, El Cabong, a.k.a. Clark Ingram, drove us crazy spinning the hits on WNRC. It was a real treat to hear El Cabong, or Clark, at his zaniest and best. Clark's over 20-year resume included successful stints at B94 in Pittsburgh, KZZP Phoenix, 98PXY Rochester, New York, KRQQ Tucson, Z100 in New York, and WEGX in Philadelphia. Along with the delicious Friday night picnic dinner of Kewpie hamburgers, fries, and shakes, plus listening to WNRC, life couldn't have gotten any better. Come on! Even QSLs were provided for WNRC listeners by our host with the most. WNRC even had weather updates from Lima's TV35. Now some interesting facts about Convention Radio WNRC. 1710 AM WNRC broadcast using a 30-watt LPB carrier current transmitter and a single 25-foot guide antenna just outside the hotel. The FM at 100.1 transmitted at 50 milliwatts, or roughly one-tenth of a watt, into a circular polarized antenna in the hospitality room. Our host also built a system playing the music, which consisted of a computer running wire-ready 32 for playback of all the audio material. The board was a Mackie VLZ Pro 1202 with two vintage Shure Model 55 microphones used by the talent on WNRC. When there were no live personalities, the station ran entertainment provided by Dallas's WFAA TV 8 and National Radio Club member Wally, quote, Weekend Wally, unquote, Walrow. The webcast for the convention was beamed out of the Hampton Inn on an RPU frequency of 450.925 MHz to Lima's WLIO television, where Fred Volby is vice president and chief engineer. From there, it was relayed via 26.410 MHz to 706 McKenzie Drive, Fred's house, where it was put onto the web server for everyone to hear. Logs from the web server indicated over 2,000 connections throughout the weekend as people listened to the station. In addition, WNRC sported new jingles that were graciously donated by Dave Gropner, Chief Executive Officer of TM Century of Dallas. TM Century provides jingles for many stations all over the United States and Canada. Anyway, the new package replaced jingles from 1988 for WNRC. Dave also donated a package of jingles for the DX audio service. Would it be possible to make Dave an honorary member of the National Radio Club and DX audio service for a year? With Fred's effort going to Dallas at the end of July 2002 to work on the new jingles with Wally and Dave, Convention Radio never sounded better. Thanks, Fred, Phil, Wally, and Dave for a first-class operation. Long live WNRC. A most interesting and second day began Saturday morning, August 31st, with breakfast at Tiffany's in the Hampton Inn with the National Radio Club editors at various points in time. Like a run-along sentence or freight train, most members soon steamed into action listening to WNRC, exchanging pleasantries and whistles or just talking baseball and DX. Just like yesterday, we all came to an agreement. With Fred securing permission, at noon several members visited Clear Channel Lima at 667 West Market Street downtown. Having toured the four stations 2 years ago, we found an additional station here. The five-station group now is Sports and News Talk, 1150 WIMA, Buckeye Country T102, WIMT 102.1, Adult Contemporary WMLX Mix 103.3, and two stations having recently switched frequencies. The Big Buck, Oldies WBUK, now at 106.3, and the new station WZRX 107.5, known as X 107.5, playing new rock. The group will soon add another new station at 93.9, licensed to Columbus Grove, Ohio. Since 2 years ago, it's been addition by subtraction, with the two stations adding WZRX and the ABN, the Agricultural Broadcast Network, in February of 2002, while losing a longtime five-minute daily sermon on WIMA by the Reverend Ronald Cannon. Along with their three stations in Findlay, Ohio, the eight-station group is overseen by Chief Engineer Mark Gearhart. Unable to be here today, Mark's replacement for our tours was a very DXer-friendly WIMA PD, Dave Woodward, who passed along most of the information. Thanks, Dave. Not passing out of our sight, but welcoming us, was ABN's Farm Director, Gary Jackson. A small poster of the ABN network lists 56 stations in Ohio and two in West Virginia that Gary oversees. The network is based here in Lima and provides daily farm news updates to the 58 stations. Our warm Saturday late afternoon and evening was fantastic, fulfilling, literally, and photogenic. At 5 p.m. promptly, all members assembled in front of the Hampton Inn for several group photos and drills. Very soon we organized again, but did not board the air-conditioned Greyhound motor coach for the trip across town. Instead, we carpooled for a short trip to Lima's west side at the West Elm Street Old Barn Out Back. Here in the pig pen, as it's called, we had a very fine National Radio Club banquet in the Old Barn Outback restaurant, a very reasonably and popular country-style restaurant. Like the call letters of WNRC, their motto was, "We never really care how much you have or how much you eat, as long as you can walk out the door and we don't have to carry you out." Returning to the Hampton at 7:30 p.m., Fred, Ken, and DX News editor Paul Swearingen conducted the National Radio Club business meeting. However, before the meeting began, Fred led our group in a tribute with 1 minute of silence to honor longtime member and friend Ernie Cooper, who passed away April 28, 2002. Over 60 years ago, as a member and 36 years as a musings editor, Ernie is gone, but his spirit and enthusiasm for radio and helping others will always be remembered. Next, a series of topics were presented. First, the club is in good financial shape with a $5,000 plus balance in our treasury. Second, membership is holding steady at $750 for the National Radio Club and $150 for the DX Audio Service. Third, the special mention and thank yous to Dave Gropner of TM Century for donating the jingle package to WNRC. And fourth, that Ken was taking orders for the new AM radio log, as members can now pay by credit card, plus any other club venues through the website that's a secure payment server by PayPal. Two highlights included awarding Brenda and Bill Swiger a plaque to honor their fine work handling National Radio Club reprints during the past year. Also, by order of the mayor of Lima, the Honorable David Berger, Fred read a proclamation to honor the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service as today, Saturday, August 31st, 2002, as National Radio Club Day in Lima. Why, the mayor has my vote in the next election. And finally, partners, get up on your horse and get that 10-gallon hat on and spurs and ride down to Big D, Dallas, Texas. That's right, the National Radio Club will be in Dallas, Texas in 2003. It's the NRC in Big D in 2003. And while we're at it, the National Radio Club will return to the Northeast in 2004 to Rochester, New York. The NRC in New York in 2004. Securing the bid for Dallas was one of three hosts, 36-year member and good friend John Kellerman. He'll be assisted by domestic DX Digest editor Bill Hale and Wally Walrow. John's background in radio includes 11 years as news director at WMIX 940 from 1970 to 1981. His service to the club was that of executive secretary from April of 1967 to August of 1968 and briefly in September of 1959. IDXD editor from 1964 to 1966, and the typist for the very first National Radio Club AM logbook in 1968, put out by the Boston Publishing Committee. Best success in celebrating the National Radio Club's 70th anniversary in Dallas, Texas. Interesting to note that John mentioned Irving, Texas, as being the site smack in the middle where I-35 splits with I-35 WS passing through Fort Worth, while I-35 East passes through Dallas. Adding the two 35s together, you get the 70th anniversary. After a short break, the National Radio Club's auction commenced around 8:20 p.m. Bidding was fierce on a GE Super Radio 2 going at $60 and a 1950s broadcasting yearbook topping it off at $55. Otherwise, a various assortment of radios, shirts, caps, cups, shirts, and crap were auctioned off. A warning was issued that no dial frequencies to be yelled out. Otherwise, an additional $1 was added to the bid. The final tally was a surprising $494, and we were done before 10 p.m. The rest of the night saw WNRC in tune again, a DX session outside the Hampton Inn parking lot, and bargaining over unwanted auction items, which included a pair of extra light plaid shorts. If Bruce Conti was here, they would be great for a summer DX expedition at the shore. Another beautiful morning and a new month. Sunday, September 1st, 2002, kicked off the third day of NRC 2002. First, it was Guess Who's Coming to Breakfast with the National Radio Club editors. Then, at 10 a.m., John Bowker and Fred Vobey recorded another DX Audio Service travelogue for October on WNRC. John's entertaining style completed the IDs on 740 kHz. The ad for John's travel agency was just the entertaining part, contacting Fred for details. Next, the hospitality room was divided into two groups to play NRC Trivial Pursuit. The game was a verbal quiz on the calls, frequencies, and locations of AM stations in Ohio. Then at 11 a.m., the favorite part of the convention was here, the National Radio Club quiz. The quiz was a 40-question multiple-choice test of the past DX year and some DX history of radio. Two prizes were awarded, either a one-year free membership in the National Radio Club's DX News or the DX Audio Service. And the winners were a tie with 27 correct questions, George Green and Frank Merrill. A QP hamburger was flipped to determine who got which prize. In third place, with 24 correct answers, was John Adams, and he won the plaid pair of shorts. Look for those to be auctioned off in 2003. Al Kabong would have probably won, but he was kabonged. Snoring, that is. The rest of the day on Sunday saw some members depart while others hung out at a department store in Lima. Even a few conducted their own trivial pursuits in the hospitality room in and around Lima and Ohio. At 3 p.m., WNRC, like all good things must come to an end, signed off. And will return hopefully in Dallas in 2003. The station signed off early so that the equipment and the tower could be dismantled while there was still some daylight. Finally, as the convention began to wind down on Sunday night, there was one more highlight to end National Radio Club Lima 2002. Nearly midnight, Monday, September 2nd, 2002, several members tuned into the Spirit of New England, 1030 WBZ Boston. Covering 38 states and several provinces in Canada, we heard the Steve LaVille Show. On Steve's show this morning, his guest was the voice of the National Radio Club, Scott Feibusch, talking about radio. As a writer, consultant, and historian, Scott's various topics included his business, Northeast Radio Watch, his website at www.feibusch.com, satellite radio, DXing, and the state of radio in general. It helped that Mr. LaVille was a big fan of Scott's career and the hobby. About 10 years ago, Scott was writer and producer for WBZ 1030, and even led some of us on a great tour of the station's transmitter site at Hull, Massachusetts, during the National Radio Club Convention in Nashua in 1994. Anyway, at 12:40 a.m., the second caller from here in Lima was our own Dave Marthouse, publicizing the convention and Dave's ownership of WODI 1230. Listeners heard Scott give Dave glowing tributes, like old vacuum tubes, about the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service and WODI. Later, while some members retired, I became more active, called and finally got through well past 4 a.m. as the last caller on the show, and it turned out to congratulate Steve and Scott for a great show. Likewise, it's the end of our convention report as we congratulate Phil, Fred, Debbie, and everyone for a great show in Lima 2002. A final note to Clarence Cordray to stay well. So stay tuned, and we'll be well as Lima 2002 is through. Hope to see y'all in Dallas, Texas in 2003 for the club's 70th anniversary, when it's Big D in 2003. The attendees included John Adams, Jerry Bond, John and Linda Bowker, John Kellerman, Ken Chatterton, Clarence Cordray, Stephanie and Chris Cuomo, Dorothy and Ben Dangerfield, Rick Dow, Mike Dunn, George Green, David Jones, Mike Lance, and Lexi, John Malachy, David Marthouse, Frank Merrill, Alan Merriman, Cesar Oblero, Wayne Ryan, Bob Smerlich, Bonnie and Jerry Starr, Larry Stoller, Frank Styron, Paul Swearingen, Brenda and Bill Swiger, Don Trulford, Debbie, Jonathan and Fred Volby, Phil Wayne, Ernie Wesolowski, Dave Wetmau, and Kurt White. Thanks, Fred and Phil, for making my 20th National Radio Club Convention possible. And that's our convention report by John Malachy.
To counteract anti-American hatred like this, a new weapon in the propaganda wars, a mix of American hip-hop and Arabic ballads with a strong dose of news in between. Radio Sawa, Arabic for together, now replacing the voice of America in the Middle East.
Sawa.
In restaurants, clothing stores, internet cafes, a blend of young American voices like Eminem to reach a new generation of Arabs.
It's nice that you can listen to both Arabic and English songs.
Waleed Kasim listens on his car radio.
I listen to Radio Sawa because they put very nice songs. And
in Arabic and English at the same time.
It's not just rap and pop rock. 5 minutes out of each hour is news, direct from a government studio in Washington. The hope to counteract Arab media outlets like Al Jazeera.
There was a media war going on in the region, and the weapons of that war included hate-mongering, incitement to violence, disinformation.
But Radio Sawa's reach is limited. Only three Middle East countries, Jordan, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates, permit Radio Sawa to broadcast on FM. A weaker AM signal reaches parts of Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and the West Bank, but only at night and not in bad weather. Arab critics say its newscasts are slanted. They don't call suicide bombers martyrs as they do on Al Jazeera.
And I think they are using to advertise for the American news and American policies.
Radio Sawa is a very patronizing way of dealing with people, as if they simply don't know what's good for them, and you put on some pop music and they'll forget all the problems in their lives.
But to some listeners, the music is the message. One radio station may seem like a small gun in a very big war, but Radio Sawa programmers say if they can win the ears of young Arabs, their hearts and minds may follow. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News at the State Department.
And hello again, DXers. Ken Honest Jug back here in Sports and Ratings Department for the month of October. And I got quite a bit of information to put on here, so I want to get into it. Hope those who attended the convention had a good time. And those that did go there, I want to tell you what the most popular stations in the Lima, Ohio area are to start out here. Number one, Pop Adult WZOQ at 10.9, up 0.4. Two, Active Rock WBYR, 10.3, up 3.3. Three, Country WIMT, 9.2, down 4.3. Four, Country WFGF, 8.4, up 0.4. Five, Pop Adult WMLX, 6.9, up 5. Six, Classic Hits WUZZ, 6.9, up 1.6. Seven, Pop Oldies WBUK, 6.3, up 2.2. The first AM on the list, News Talk WIMA 1150, 6.3, but down 3%. Eight, Classic Rock WQTL, 4.6, up 2.3. Tenth, believe it or not, 700 WLW at 3.4. And 11th, Black Adult WLJM 940, 2.3, up 1. Next, for those who like to muse, I'm going to give you your Arbitron. Instead of going to the major cities, I'm going to do your markets for you. For a friend, Dave Marthouse at WODI in Brookneal, Virginia, here's near Roanoke. And number one, Pop Adult WSLQ FM 11.9, up 3. Two, Country WSCL FM 8.7, up 1.7. Three, Rocker WROV FM 7.6, down 2.4. Number one, AM News Talk WFIR, I believe it's 790, 3.8, down 1.5. 10th, Gospel, WLLL, 2.6, up 1.6. 15th, Sports Radio, WGMN, 1.1. And 16th, Black Adult, WTOY, 1.1, down 1. Tim Hendel, out in Huntsville, Alabama, I've got your market. Number 1, Country, WDRM, 15.4, down 4. 2, Pop Adult, WAHR, 16.4, up 1.7. Make that 10.4, excuse me, I'm going to read my writing. 3, Black Adult, WEUPFM, 9.6. The only AM in the top, 9th is News Talk, WVNN, I think that's 770, 3%. 10th, Pop Oldies, WDJL, 2.7, up 1.6. 11th, R&B Oldies, WLOR, 2.1, up 1. 14th, Black Adult, WEUP, 1.6, down 1.4. And 14th, News, WBHP WHOS simulcast 1.5 up 1.7. Victor from Silver Springs, Maryland, from the Schmidt household, as he likes to say, near Washington, D.C. Number one, I'll give you Washington. Current hits, WPGC-FM 6.2. Two, Black Adult, WMMJ-FM 5.4 up. Three, News Radio, WTOP-AM and FM 5.2. Way down to 15th, News Talk, WMAL 2.9. 18th, Sports Radio 98, WTEM at just 1.7. 20th, Talk Radio WOL 1.4. And 24th, Gospel 1580, WPGC 1.1. From our recent caller, Debbie Kolbeck in Des Moines, we've got them. One, News Talk WHO 11.2. Two, Current Hits KKDM 10.9 up 1. 3. Pop Oldies KIOA FM 9%. 10th. Adult Standards KRNT at 4%. Down to 17th. Christian KWKY 0.8. And 18th. News Talk KXTK, which will be changing format soon, 0.7. We have a couple of our members out in Omaha. I don't remember offhand, but I do know they call in recently. Number one, Country, KXKT, 8.3. Number two, News Talk, KFAB, 8, down 8/10. Three, Pop Oldies, KGOR, 7%. Five, Adult Standards, KOMJ, 6.6 up 1. 13th, News Talk, KKAR, 2.8. 16, Sports Radio, KOSR, 1.4, down a little bit. 17th, the other sports radio, KOZN, 1.2. 18th, Religions, KCRO, 0.5. 19th, Country, KKSC, 0.4. Mike Lance in Miami got you covered here. Black Adult, number one, WEDR, 7.6. Number two, Current Hits, WPOW, 5.7. Three, Pop Adult, WLYF, 4.9, down a little bit. First AM is Sports Spanish News Talk, WAQI, 4.3. Yeah, I remember the days when it was WGBS way back. 18th, way down, News Talk, WIOD 2.9, and Sports Radio WQAM 2.4. Rusty Greer, my friend up in Springfield, Oregon area, got you this time. Number one, Country, KKNU, 12 up half. Two, Alternative Rock, KNRQ, 9.4, up 3.7. 3, Current Hits, KDUK-FM, 8.6. 4, News Talk, KPNW, The Mighty 1120, 6.4, up 0.7. 8, News Talk, KUGN, 4.8, down 3.2. 11, Adult Standards, KKXO, 3.2, down 1.7. 12, Adult Standards, KCST, 0.5. 18, Sports Radio, KSCR, 0.5. XKNCQ. Carl Dabelstein had a nice column last month from Phoenix. I got you, pal. One, News Talk, KTAR, 6.3 up 1. Two, Pop Adult, KESZ, 5.3 up a half. Three, Pop Oldies, KO. I wrote too fast here, 5.2 up 0.6. Ninth, News Talk, KFYI, 4.2 down 1. Sorry there. 19th, Adult Standards, KOI, 1.9. 23rd, Sports Radio, KGMA, 0.9. 27th, News Talk, KCTK, 0.4. And 28th, Sports Radio, KMVK, 0.4. Okay. And I'll pause here and mention that I had a good time during my one-day stay at Bill Dvorak's house in Madison. I believe it was on August the 15th or 17th, a Saturday. A couple of our blind friends up there, and I want to put Milwaukee on here for you, my friends. Number one, WTMJ, 10%, down a half. Two, WKKVFM, 6.8, tied with Country WMIL. Four, Classic Hits, WKLH, 5.9. Five, Current Hits, WXSSFM, 5.3, down. 8th, News Talk, 1130, WISN, 4.6, 11, Pop Oldies, WRIT, FM, 4.2, 12 WOKY Adult Standards 3.6 down 0.6, 17 WNOV 1.7 up 0.7, 19 WMCS 1.4, Sports Radio WAUK is 21st 0.7, and 22nd Country WTKM at 0.7. Okay, now we'll hit the top markets briefly here. And number one is New York, of course. Pop Adult WLTW 6 down 0.4. 2, Black Adult WWPR, which used to be WTJM, is now the new calls, 4.3. And AMs, number 7, WINS 1010, 3.9. 8, WABC 3.8. 13, WCBS 3.3. And 18th, WFAN Sports Radio 2.5. Next, Los Angeles. Number one, current hits, KPWR 5%. 2, Alternative Rock, KROQ 4.8, up a half. 4, the number one AM, 640, KFI 4.2, up 0.4. 21st, KNX 2.2. 22nd, KABC 2.1. And the Dodgers station, KXTA, they must be watching television and turning off the radio. 35th place at a measly 0.8. Next, we'll come to my area, Chicago, and I won't do everything, of course, in fairness to everybody. Number one, WGN 6%, down 0.4. 2, WBBM AM 5.1. Number 5, WLS at 4.9. Way down to 25th, WMVP and WSCR got tied at 1.2. The only reason they're saying on radio that WMVP is number one is because WSCR lost a few listeners, I believe they said. And, well, that's the way it goes in ratings business. Okay, let me go nationally a little bit with some of this rating stuff for you fans. Philadelphia, 1, Black Adult WDAS FM. 6.5. Number 2, Pop Adult WBEB 6.4, down 0.7. XWEAZ, I believe they said. 5, 1060 KYW News Radio 5.5, down to 11, the Philly station WPEN 950 3.4, up 0.4. And then 15th WIP at 2.7 Sports Radio. Next, down in San Diego, current hits, KHTS-FM 5.4, up 0.5. 2, News Talk KOGO, the Padre station, 5.4. And 3, Pop Adult KYXY, 5.4. 11th, Full Service KFMB, 3.4, up 0.7. And 22, Sports Radio Extra 690, 1.4, down 0.3. West Coast, San Jose, the big city, number 1, KGO, of course, 6.4, down 0.72, current hits, KYLD, 5.4, up 0.4, 4, KCBS 740, KCBS, which we'll look forward to hearing on the travelogue this month, and 11th Sports Radio, KNBR, 680, 2.4, San Antonio, 8th. Number 1, current hits, KBBT 7.7, up 0.6, 2, Active Rock KISS 6.8, down 1.7, the Mighty 1200 WOAI is 9th at 4.2, and 26 Sports Radio KTKR 760 at 1, down a half. Detroit, number 1, Talk Radio, WJR, which did not lose anything when they lost all their sports, is still number 1. At 6.3, figure that one out. 2, Smooth Jazz, WVMV at 5.7. 3, Pop Oldies, WOMC at 5.6. 4, News Talk, WWJ 95, 5.4. 19th, 580, CKWW Adult Standards 2.2. 21st, Sports Radio 1130, WDFN 1.5. 22nd, the Voice of the Tigers, WXYT, piddly 1.5. And the former Mighty 800, CKLW, 29th at 0.4. Houston, my friends, got you covered here. Number 1, Mexican, KLTN, at 6.5. Number 2, Pop Adult, KODA-FM, 6.2. 3, Black Adult, KMJQ 5.4, 8, News Radio, KTRH, they the voice of the Astros? No, they're not the voice of the Astros, are they? I think they are. 3.8, anyway. 16, News Radio, KPRC 2.6, and 23rd, the 610 sports station, KILT, which will carry the New Texans team, 1.4. Okay.
It's official. The NRC's coming to Big D in 2003. Make plans now to tune into the 70th anniversary celebration of the National Radio Club in Dallas, beginning Friday, August 29th, 2003. The DX News and DX Audio Service will have all the details. We'll see you in Texas next year.
The DX Audio Service, Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hello, DXers. Bob Knisley, Whiskey Delta 8 Papa India Charlie, WFRO AM is back on the air with Real Country. And is it awesome? If you guys like the classic country and are tired of all the modern stuff, listen, because it is awesome. It's satellite-fed. And the ID...
WFRO, AM 900, Fremont.
So, they're back on the air. Have a great day, everybody. I hope the summer's been good to you.
According to our local paper in New York City, WLUX 540 will become WLIE 540 Island Talk as of September 2, somehow doing news for the 83-mile coverage of Nassau and Suffolk Counties, New York. Take care. This is Ernest Holt. Bye.
Hello, Fred and members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Friday, August 30th. While DXing this morning on the X-band, I noticed a carrier on 1670. At the top of the hour, I could just barely hear a voice which sounded like single sideband say that the station was in Annapolis, Maryland, could not get call letters or any other information. The sound level was extremely low, and you had to really listen to hear Annapolis, Maryland.
Hello, this is John German of Elmira Heights. For Wayne Ryan of Brantford, Ontario, 1480 in Hornell is WLEA, and it's been on the air for number of years, even goes back in the 40s and 50s. And yes, they do broadcast baseball and they do sports. Also, I'm glad that station in Ontario finally went to on FM. CING, and by the way, I don't know why they want to use I when your rules are you can only use B, H, or B, F, H, J, or K in your call letters. Your second letter has to be either one of those five letters. I've looked all over to places like Walmart. I've went to Radio Shack and several other places. They've said never heard of AM antennas. Everybody that I talked to said they don't exist. I would feel appreciated if someone could straighten me out on that. And also, if anybody knows anything about the, I don't know if it's Hackercraft or Helicraft or radio, are they still in Chicago? And if so, how do you get a hold of them?
This is Danny Mandrell, and I wanted to let... everyone know the AM station that's going to carry the Rams for St. Louis is 550 KTRS. They're no longer on 1600. They've not been there since last year or the year before that.
Hey, Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Calumet City, Illinois, near Chicago. And I'm calling in regards to a couple of changes on the AM dial in Shelbyville, Illinois, 1560, which I believe is now WINU. I'm not sure of that because I think they're affiliated with a Southern Gospel type format, and there's several stations listed when they give their IDs on the hour. But they have moved from 1560 to 870. Now, I don't know what power they're running. I figure they're still running 1,000 watts, but I'm not sure. But they are receivable here in the Chicago area, but they fight with WKAR in East Lansing. And for all you critics who do not like the Sea Crane radio, let me tell you something. If you have a Super 3 radio up here with LS right next to them, you will not get this station. So that might help you decide to buy one. Also, 1270 WWCA has been sold to a place called Starboard Corporation, and I don't know what the format's going to be, but they are going to be back on the air hopefully soon. I hope you all had a good time at the convention. I plan to try to go next year. You all take care, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
This is Tim Hendel. I would like to ask the DX Audio Service to thank Dave Grotner for coming on the service and telling us some about jingles, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about how jingles are prepared, including how does one become a jingle singer, assuming, of course, that one already has musical talent and training. On Fred's discussion of IBOC, I would like to know, Fred, this Link RF monitor, what is that? Is that some kind of a super receiver? You might tell us that. And speaking of receivers, Fred, you told us about the Grundig hand-cranked radio. You might tell us some about those Crosley radios, if you can search a little bit on the web. Well, I mean Crosley replicas. Where can they be bought, especially for those of us who are not online? Maybe you'd give us some prices and descriptions. And finally, I'd like to make my comment about IBOC and digital AM broadcasting. To me, it's the programming. If the programming doesn't improve, what difference does it make what technical facilities are used to deliver the programming? You know, until we get more variety in music or more variety in talk and points of view and so forth, which seems to be a trend that is just the opposite of how radio is going, well, in my opinion, until we get better programming, it doesn't matter whether it's delivered digitally or analog as it is now, radio is not going to grow. Most people don't care how they listen, they care what they're hearing. At least that's my opinion.
Heather DXers, Josh Owens in lovely downtown Reidsville, North Carolina. I just got finished listening to the September DX Auto Service. It is the 7th day of September 2002, by the way. It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on this Saturday afternoon. Mr. Vobey mentioned Marshall Field, the catalog company. I just got my catalog recently. I was made aware of it by a friend of mine. If you do not have Internet access and you'd like to call and get the catalog, the toll-free number is 1-800-669-9999. That's 1-800-669-9999. Follow the instructions. Have a good day. And thanks for listening to the DX Audio Service and the music of the members.
Hello, DXers and Fred and everyone out there. This is TJ the DJ or Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. And okay, Fred, on those TM jingles, I wish to the Lord I could hear more of the WNRC jingle package, that new package that you have. Wish I could hear more of those jingles. I got a question for any Canadian member out there. I've been hearing an advertisement on CHML about the new book called The Chum Story. It's the history of CHUM in Toronto. Is it available on tape or on talking book or that kind of format? Can anyone help me out with that? Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Massachusetts. And up here in the Merrimack Valley, we have had a shifting of stations. WCCM, Lawrence, Boston, at 800 on the dial. WHAV, Haverhill, at 1490 on the dial, and WNNW 1110, Salem, New Hampshire, and Lawrence, Mass. On the dial. Those three stations, early September, shifted. And what we have now is 800 on the dial, WNNW, Lawrence, Boston. 1490 on the dial, WCCM, in Haverhill, Lawrence. And 1110 on the dial, WCEC, in Salem, Lawrence. So that's the change. The 800 station and the 1110 are Spanish. It used to be 1110 and 1490 were Spanish. So that's what's happening up here. Bye-bye.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And before the music starts and we have to get out of here for this month, I'd like to answer a few questions. First of all, where is Phil Wayne? Well, he'll be back next month with a look at convention radio at the 2002 National Radio Club Convention. To John German, as far as AM antennas, I found the AM loop antenna on the Radio Shack website. It's catalog number 15-1853. Retails for $29.99. You need to get one of those. Hallicrafters. I'm sorry to say that company is long gone, but you can still find some of those boat anchors on the eBay site, and they do work very well. Tim Hendel, I'd like to echo the sentiments that Dave Grobner did us one heck of a favor that I don't think we'll ever be able to repay him for. Great jingles and great help for the club. And we'll have an interview with Dave on All Radio Magazine, which will talk about doing jingles, singing them, and performing them. The Link RF monitor is made by Link Communications up in Billings, Montana, and I use that to check the spectral purity of a radio station signal to make sure it's within bounds. And speaking of IBOC, catchy segue, huh? The list members at am@nrcdxas.org nearly burned up the server with all the messages and discussions about IBOC. We'll have to figure out some way of putting those on a magazine because they are good. And guess what, Tim? They said the same thing. It's content, not quality, dummy. And as far as commenting to the Federal Communications Commission, if you hear interference or something wrong, comment to the Federal Communications Commission, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20554. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out and support radio.